Yo, guys, wait a second. This little back-to-back recording nonsense. I thought I was cute. I thought I knew what I was doing. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. And Ahana's trying to make things happen and trying to make things a vibe, but we're here. Okay, so hold on. Let's do this. Okay. We were testing, now we're here. We are live. Let's get into it. Let's get into it, yeah. Anyway, okay. So, ironically, obviously you're listening to this way more disjointed than when I'm recording it, but you know. We're in a weird place, guys. And I'm taking advantage of the weird place to make content for you, dearest listener. So let's get into it. Welcome to Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 27, I think. Nah. No, I don't know. Yeah. Episode 27, if you count the trailer, 26 if you don't. And yeah, I've been thinking about the series for a while. Actually, it was one of the very first ideas I had when I first came up with the idea of doing this podcast. I don't even know if this necessarily was how I expected to start the series, but it was a series I wanted to do. And the series is called The Seven Deadly Sins. The way the series came to mind recently, as opposed to the initial idea, is I thought about the Seven Deadly Sins back then. I don't know what triggered it back then. I can't remember. I didn't write down my notes. Isn't it interesting how if you don't write down what's going on with you at that present moment, it can really just go, it's gone. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking about it and I'm like, and I said this in the last episode, but I am never the same person I was when I first come up with the ideas or when I first come up with the concepts for these episodes. Because I evolve, I change, and because of the fact that I'm going through it, one day is never the same as the next. Or the past, you know what I mean? So, as a result, I record these episodes in whatever state I am in at that given moment. And I don't know if I can even say I'm going to be this girl by the time you guys are listening to this, if I'm honest. But I figured, why not record it when I'm at a place where I'm not necessarily in. Actually, no, I am a little bit inspired. But I'm not at the place when I first thought of the idea. I am going to mention a couple of the when I first thought of it, obviously, was when I birthed the podcast. So I'm gonna go into what was my thinking when I thought to actually do the series that I came up with. Mostly just because I think it's taken a new life, a new like existence. As a result of the current state of mind that I'm in at the moment. Yeah, so we're here now. And we're recording, and we're going into like what I would like to say was a great idea when I first thought of it. I don't remember what was the makings and the core of why the idea came to me when I first came up with the podcast. But the reason I wanted to bring it back, which is, I guess you could say, the second wave, was I realized that there's a lot of stuff that's flowing through me, a lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings, a lot of real emotion that I want to work through. And I was like, why not talk out loud? For all I know, it might bring some healing or at least some insight. You know what I mean? And the second wave actually birthed me saying, hey, let's do the seven deadly sins again. But that was, I think, maybe like a month ago. And that girl was at a very, like, actually, it wasn't very different, but she was at a different place than where this girl is. So, yeah, we're here. But this girl is at a place where she's able to record this episode. So I was like, screw it, let's go. So, yes, so let me just talk about why I wanted to do the seven deadly sins. As per the second wave and where I'm at now. So the reason I wanted to do this series is because I have felt that during the course of my life in general, but mostly, I guess, my adult life, because that's what I can identify with the most right now, because I'm still an adult. I'm still trying to do this adulting thing. Also, hashtag adulting is hard. Anyway, I've thought about how I have felt various versions of the, you know, the different seven deadly sins in varying degrees, varying like moments, and the one that triggered the beginning of all of this is envy. And I know we can all, I guess, in a way relate to the feeling of envy, and I really wanted to just talk about the fact that let's do a deep dive into the complex and sometimes destructive emotion of envy. Envy has been around for as long as humans have existed, and it continues to thrive, especially in our modern world of social media and constant comparison. It's a real thing, you know, and what I just said now came from the script, and I'm gonna go off and on script at will. Guys, you already know this. We already know this is the vibe. So when I look like I'm put, when I sound like I'm put together, it's script. When I sound like I'm just freestyling, it's me freestyling. But oksalayo, it gives you content. So roll with me. Let me cook, as the youngins would say. So yeah, we're gonna unpack envy and how it creeps into our lives, the dangers it poses to our mental health, and why comparison really is the thief of joy. This was actually written into my script, and I obviously am going to get to why this was important to me to address. So we're here. So an overview is we're going to explore the origins of envy, the impact on the mind, and how social media has created a fertile ground for it to flourish. Most importantly, we're going to discuss how to combat envy and how to shift our mindsets towards gratitude and contentment. So this is me obviously just doing an intro and telling you where we're going and what's the plan. But first, we need to jump into why I wanted to do this episode. Honestly, if I tell you the real truth, this episode was birthed from the fact that I actually just wanted to sit down and talk about all the things I'm jealous of, like in a real way. And obviously there is a difference between jealousy and envy. And how they differ is, while envy and jealousy are often used interchangeably, they are different. Jealousy is a fear of losing something you already have, while envy is wanting something someone else possesses. And in this case, I am going to use them interchangeably because it works with the theme. And I chose to do seven deadly sins, so let's just go with it, guys. Like, it is what it is, jealousy and envy. So, yeah. Anyway. So for that purpose, I'm going to use them interchangeably. And the sin is the same, you know. Granted, jealousy is obviously the fear of losing something you already have. And I'm not sure if I already have these things. So technically, I'm probably speaking more of envy than jealousy. So yeah. Also, you are welcome to decide which one these things that I'm about to mention falls into. It's up to you, baby cakes. This is your time. You decide. I'm letting you decide. Simply just because you're listening to this. So, hey. Also, a quick shout out. Outside of everything that's going on, thank you for listening. And as you can see, I am trying. I really am. I'm trying to produce content in an ongoing and constant manner. In a way that feels natural to me. because I do feel that if it doesn't feel authentic and real and like I'm making an actual effort to not just produce content, but produce content that feels like, you know, like real to me, because I think that's the problem, is I keep wanting like the feelings of something to come to me before I start recording. And I made a decision about a couple weeks ago that I just need to record and hope for the best. Like, instead of just overthinking it and trying to figure out how to best do this thing, just record. Like, sit down, talk, and let what happens happen. So, yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for taking the time to give a crap about this tiny little internet project that I decided I'm going to take on for myself and keep doing. Also, I do actually want to send a shout out to Ione FM, because Lord knows those people hold me accountable to making sure that I continue to create content. I think this is the first time in forever, since obviously I guess I did video versions of these podcasts. Please, you're welcome to go back if you're listening on YouTube, to going and watching the video versions of these podcasts. That was back when I was young, fresh, and sprightly, baby. Love that for me. But yeah, I've obviously gone audio only, just simply because I want to afford myself the ability to record these when I'm inspired, when I'm feeling the vibe. And at that point, it could be because I am wearing a bonnet and wearing a nightdress. It's honest. I'm telling the truth. And I'm not going to record myself wearing a bonnet and wearing a nightdress, guys. Let it go. You're never going to see that on video. Actually, let's not say never. You never know where this thing might inspire me to go. But in this case, you're not. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get into the episode that I spent so much time thinking about. Yeah, so before we jump into like the facts and the healing and how to get better and all of that beautiful stuff, let's talk about the stupid nonsense that we don't want to say out loud. And I think that's actually what triggered this episode. This episode was literally just because I wanted to be petty and nonsense and useless and just talk about the things that I am jealous of. And when I say jealous of, more of like, obviously I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, this specific person, name, surname, has this thing and I want it. But I am going to talk about the things I'm jealous of in case of the people around me. Yeah, I don't want to say necessarily that it's the humans around me, but I do think that it's, actually, no, it's the humans around me. Why am I changing those? It's exactly what I'm saying. Like, there are humans around me who I personally feel have just figured it out, guys. Like, it feels like they know what they're doing. And I'm out here like, what? I wish I was that, you know what I mean? I wish I understood life the way you seem to me, to my eyes, from my perception, to have figured it out. One of which, of course, is romantic love, which we addressed in the last episode. Please go listen to it. I'm actually quite proud of it. But yeah, romantic love, like how you get it, have it, and all that it comes with. I'm jealous of people who get romantic love, who understand it, or at least from my perception. All of this is from my perception, guys. Everything on this podcast is just how I see the world. You are just looking through how I see the world. You are not getting a full, rounded, like, view of the world. You're just listening to how Tracy sees the way the world is playing out. But that's a big one. And considering my love and limerence episode, you will fully understand why it's so big. I'm jealous of people who just get it. Like, I've always thought that it seems so
easy. Why don't I get it? Why can't I crack the code? Like, what is it that is happening in this person's life that makes it make sense? I have friends, family, different people in my life where I'm like, and this is like, this is not me being swag, but it's the truth. Like, where I'm like, someone chose you. Like, in a real way, someone chose you and continued to choose you. And like, and it's working. And like, y'all are making this happen. And you're like, at a level, happy. And you know what I mean? Like, there's obviously been struggles and issues and stuff that, like, doesn't necessarily make it perfect. Because that's not what I'm jealous of. I'm not jealous of the perfection. I'm jealous of the fact that you cracked the code. It seems like you just get it. And have you ever had a friend where you're like, you love them all day, every day? Like, all day, every day. But you're like, when? Like, someone chose you. And not in a swag. Actually, no, let's be serious, guys. I'm being swag, but not in a like, let's, we're being honest, we're being open. That is the point of the series. And I'm laying myself out there. I'm being vulnerable. So, like, whoever listens to this, if you take it personally, that's betwixt you and you. But in a real way, have you ever had a friend where, like, you know their qualities, you know how they move through the world, you know how they are, and you're like, this shouldn't work in a relationship. And yet, this person manages to find someone who picks them. And not like a nonsense person either, baby. No. They get a good, nice partner. Like, someone who is lovely. Like, someone where you're like, and in my case, and in my own personal opinion, it's never been a thing where, like, I'm hating because I want it necessarily. I'm more hating because I'm like, how, Sway? Like, how? Like, tell me how all this toxicity still attracts nice and good and kind. Granted, obviously, I am interacting with this person through the looking glass and through the eyes of the toxic friend, I guess, if you want to call it that. So I can't sit here and, like, not put those factors into play. But, like, yeah, bro, like, I'm jealous, brother. Like, that's me just owning my nonsense. I'm jealous of the fact that you cracked it. You figured it out. Like, you figured out how, despite all of the nonsense that is you and how you move, you figured out how to get a good partner, like a nice human being who is like lovely and like a vibe, and like, you're like, you know, and I envy that. I really do. This comes from a place of envy, which isn't a healthy emotion, but that's, we're not trying to be healthy yet, guys. This is a journey. This is a marathon. It's not a race, okay? Like, towards the end of this podcast, we will get to the healthy, healing, godly element. Right now, we're just talking about what I'm feeling. But yeah, like, that has been a thing that has just played through my mind, where I'm like, human beings that I wouldn't necessarily choose to be in relationships, maybe not with me, and like I said, this is all from my perspective and my POV, but like, they have found someone who picked them. And the next layer to that is, cool, you found someone who picks you. Short, dot, happy, easy, sharp. But then it's, one, what's wrong with me, which is the first thought, I think. The next one is, it's not that I want their person, because that person was, like, needed to pick that person. Like, I've always realized that in my space of, like, thoughts and things that, like, bother me, I've never felt jealousy in the sense of I wanted exactly what that. The one thing I've always allowed myself is, I guess maybe a bit of grace to realize that at least you haven't gone so far down the line that you are out here feeling ill will towards people. Because I don't actually feel ill will towards people, but simply because I haven't seen the thing I dream to have actualized in someone else's life. I've seen iterations, I've seen versions, but I've never seen the life I want to have on someone else. You know, like I've seen versions of it, I've seen like hints, ideas, but I've never actually seen my life. You know, like sometimes people go through that where they're like, oh my gosh, I am seeing someone live my dream life. I've never had that. Like, obviously, I guess there's like in media and like socials and stuff like that. But all of it touches on what I want. Like there's elements. But I've never looked at a relationship and been like, I wish I was the female in that relationship. Never happened to me. Which I actually think, shame, God has blessed me in that sense. Because I've never experienced that. I've never been at a place where I looked at someone's life and wanted to place myself in it. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, take that person out, put me in, I'm in, let's play that game. No. I've never experienced that. Which I think is probably my saving grace and what redeems this episode and everything that's going to come as a result of this episode. But yeah, so I've never experienced that. And that's one thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the fact that I haven't seen my life play out on someone else completely, or the life I want. Let me not say my life. You're hectic. But like the life I want play out on someone else. And that gives me a small sense of joy, but is also a bit of a mess for all of the things we discussed in the last episode, because it keeps the hope alive. A part of me feels like if I had seen my life play out and like the life I want played out in someone else's life, it would probably break me in ways that would probably be good for me, if I'm honest. I don't know. Like, a part of me is just like, you know, like there's a lot of growth that you can get from negative emotions and like suffering, or like from seeing like a dream fall apart. I don't know. Like, a part of me is like, if that got ripped from me, maybe I could find something. I don't know, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Come on, raising from the ashes. Jeez, Tracy, where did your English go? Anyway, but rising from the ashes, you know what I mean? So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we're here and we're not in the healthy portion of this episode, so yeah, like people who figured out romantic love, I'm jealous. It is the one mystery I've never managed to solve. It is the space I've never managed to fill. It's the hole I've never managed to fully understand how to fill. Like, it's... I'm jealous. Like, it is what it is. Like, that's what I'm saying. I have all the other loves in my life, and I'm sure someone's jealous of all of those things. But this one eludes me, and I think that makes it all the more desirable. And I said this in the last episode, but it's true. It's the one I haven't cracked. I can do familial love. I can do friendship love. And obviously, the love that you receive from God is not always, like, you don't fully understand it. Obviously, you're constantly on a journey to understanding it and growing in it, simply because of the journey that you're on and, you know, like, growing in your maturity as a believer in whatever format, but in my case, obviously, being a Christian. But, like, those things I'm on the journey of, but romantic love, nothing to report, nothing to say, nothing to contribute to the table. And
I am so jealous. Like, I'm thinking about the scenarios I've created in my head of what love would look like in my life. Like, could I fill 7 lifetimes with, like, this romantic, beautiful love? This is coincidentally one of my scenarios, because when I say 7 lifetimes, I don't believe in more than one lifetime, obviously. But during a different time in my life, I did a K-drama episode. So, and I think in that episode, I did mention that I went through quite a hectic Bollywood phase. Ooh, I loved a bit of Bollywood. Ooh, girl. Ooh, I love me some Bollywood. Come on. Like, the thing is, I think I fell in love with Bollywood at a time when I had the capacity and the ability to be obsessed with it in a real way, like a teenage girl can be. Like, I was there, my brother. Like, I was watching the movies. I knew what was going on with the actors. I understood which actors couldn't act with other actors because of the fact that they were related, or which actors hated other actors because they had like random beef because of this time this one said this about this one at this point. Like, I was in it, my brother. I was in it. And during my Bollywood phase, one of the most beautiful things that I discovered during that time was, I loved the concept of loving each other for 7 lifetimes. Like, oh, that was beautiful. Like, I was like, what are we talking about? And obviously, walking around the fire 7 times signifies a lot of things. It's not just lifetimes or whatever it is. But, yo, it was such a beautiful, like, the significance, the, like, just, the symbolism, it was gorgeous. And I've had a lot of time to fill my brain with different versions of romance, like all the way from deep to fluffy. I have had time, energy, and content to fill my brain with all of these various ideas of what, like, a romantic love should look like. And, like, before my Bollywood space, I was into High School Musical. And that was another obsessive phase that I had in my life where I was like, oh my gosh, I love High School Musical. I love it so much. It's my favorite thing. Let's go. Let's do this thing. And I realized that all of these things have built this world in my head where the world, like, it has its own kind of, like, I don't know how to explain this. I think it has its own character, identity, and space in my brain. And unfortunately, because I haven't been able to experience romantic love in a real and heart-wrenching, like, my real emotions are involved, my real vulnerability has been involved, the space is, it's so strong and so real to me that, like, I feel bad for whoever's walking into my life, which is why I need to decenter romantic relationships. But yeah, and now we're here and I'm recording this episode and we're having this conversation. Yes, so that was a big one and I needed to address that. Another thing I'm jealous of. I'm jealous of humans who, like, well, adults that are around me who seem to know what they're doing. It feels like a lot of people picked a purpose, like, aligned with it, and just went ahead and proceeded. You know what I mean? Like, they picked it, it was doing what it needed to do, it was confirmed, and they just kept going. I, on the other hand, feel like my purpose is a never-changing, ever-evolving situation in my life. I mentioned this quite a bit in the last episode, and I'm not trying to be that person that's like, listen to the last episode, but it's true. In the last episode, I did mention it where I picked a purpose. I really did. I chose the thing that was my goal in life, and it's not coming together. It's not doing the things. Granted, it was probably stupid to pick a purpose that was related to literally the whims and circumstances of another human being. That probably is where I made my first mistake. And maybe it wasn't even necessarily a purpose, because if it depends on somebody else, is it a purpose? Anyway, so people who pick the thing they're doing and are unshakenly, which is not a word, unmovably, also not a word, running towards that. You know, like, I've had to, in the past, however long, probably when I started this podcast, going into now, relook my purpose for life, relook whether this is what I'm meant to be doing, and maybe if this is, like, you know, the target of what I should be doing with my life. And there's nothing scarier. There really is. Oh, friends, there's nothing scarier than picking the thing you want, running headfirst towards it for a good 10, 12, maybe 13 years, and then realizing that it ain't, like, yes, it could happen and it's great, but it ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that shakes you to your core more. And I think that is why I'm on this journey of trying to rebuild, or I don't even know if I want to call it rebuild. I think it's more trying to redesign, reconfigure, yeah, I guess you could say rebuild. The only thing about rebuild that I don't like is the fact that it sounds like I'm trying to make the same thing again, and that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build. And there's nothing scarier than trying to find a new renewed purpose while existing in the reality of the unrealized, like, life that you built for the previous one. Like, this sounds crazy and it's getting hella meta, and I apologize. It sounds very like pieces upon pieces upon pieces, but it's the truth. I've said this to my counselor. Yes, guys, I am in a version of therapy, because this mess can't just be me sorting myself out. But the thing that is the most wearisome, the most exhausting of all of this is I exist in, like, I'm living, like, the way I like to say it is, I live in a house that I built for a version of myself that hasn't become that yet. Like, I spent years building up to becoming the girl that would be, like, you know what I mean? Like, I spent years putting all the pieces together so that I could be the girl that was going to be that. You know what I mean? Mom, wife, whatever it is. I spent years building that life. And now, and I call it a house. I spent years building this house. And I exist now in a reality where this house doesn't suit me simply because I didn't become that girl. You know? It's like moving into, because I built it. Like, I built this house for this girl that I am not becoming. And there's nothing more frustrating than existing in a reality that you had built for a different version of yourself and not becoming that version of yourself. And obviously, I will always disclaim that I am aware, I'm very aware, that if it was never in God's plans for me and whatever it is, that what was I going to do? I'm aware. But that also adds to the fear, the anxiety, the thoughts of not trusting yourself that play, like, come into play when you now have to figure out, okay, so that didn't work. What's next? And that's where I'm at. The reason I'm afraid, the reason I'm freaking out is not because I don't trust myself to achieve things once I've set the goal. No.
It's that I don't trust the goal that I have set, because the last time I set a goal, I ended up in the place that put me in the place that I would have to set another goal. You know what I mean? So it's like having to throw away however many years of thinking, planning, like conceptualizing, putting together this life that I am not living and feeling trapped by it. And then having to come from all of those years, getting to the end, being disappointed, and then now having to come back and be like, okay, you were disappointed, baby. Cool, got you. But let's build a new one. Let's pick a new path. Let's go in a different direction. How can you trust yourself in those spaces? And that's why I'm jealous of people who just have a purpose and go ahead and chase it. Or like who figure out a good, healthy purpose. Maybe mine was unhealthy. I don't know. Like, this is not a place where I'm unpacking how it all makes sense. I don't know. So, yeah, bro. Like, I'm jealous. And if you have figured out your purpose and you're walking in it, keep on keeping it on, bro. Because I'm jealous. Not like in a hateration, I don't want you to win way. I'm just jealous because I wish I was that way. I'm jealous of people who are able to change, move, and adapt quickly and still trust themselves. Like, how do you do that? I wish I could do that. Like, I'm struggling with trusting. I'm not struggling with trusting God. I'm struggling with trusting me, my brother. Like, I've dropped the ball before. Like, how do I trust that I'm going to shoot and make, you know, make the hoop, or whatever analogy I was going down with when I said what I was saying. But yeah, like, how? Like, how do people do it? I'm jealous, man. Like, I really am. I'm jealous of people who understand their place in the world. Like, I'm jealous of people who've early on figured out where they fit. And obviously, like I said, this is all my opinions and perceptions. And it might just be that these people are faking it really well and I'm just there, you know, observing it. But, like, people who've decided big things really early on. You know, like, I have a friend who decided that travel's not his thing. Like, straight up. Like, he was like, nah, I don't like traveling. And I was like, ha? And he's like, yeah, I don't like traveling. And you're like, but how? What do you mean? And it's a decision. And he made it. And he's happy. Like, how? Make it make sense. Like, you know, it's weird. Like, I'm jealous of people who are so 10 toes down on who they are. But I'm also jealous of people who aren't 10 toes down at the same time. I meant 10 toes down, everyone. That's what I meant. But yeah, like, I'm jelly in my belly of you, friend. And yeah, like, I feel that there's... And maybe it's, this is my feeling, this is my vibe, this is where I'm at. But I feel that there's a lot more people in the world who just seem like they know what the pots they're meant to be doing and why they wake up every day. And I'm jealous of those people. What else am I jealous of? I'm jealous of people who know they want to own property. How do you figure that out? I have no desire, but like, is that a thing? Should I want to own property? I don't know. But like, I'm jealous of the people who do know. I'm jealous of people who've had babies. Oh, I'm surrounded by babies. Oh, beautiful baby boys and girls who are gorgeous little things. Obviously, they're stressful and naughty and all of those things. But I'm jealous because in my vision and view of what my life would look like at this point and at this age, I thought I'd at least have one of those little nonsenses in my life. You know what I mean? I'm jealous of people who are able to start on that journey of raising their children already. You know, because a big thing that the biological clock, which I know, the biological clock is, it's shaky because modern technology, blah, 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 blah. But like, you can't not be the age you are. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. Like, I'm always going to be the age I am. Like, time does not change simply based on your desire, your efforts, and your abilities. Time is time. I'm jealous of people who get to be parents and age, like, as they parent. Like, that is, it's something I'm always going to have a piece of envy for in my life. That is one thing that I feel like other people have that I do not currently have, is that people are able to have kids at this age and be a certain age when that kid is however old or whatever it is. I'm jealous of that, because in my vision of where I plan to be and what I plan to be doing with my life, I also had a vision of what that future would look like, and that future is not coming together. So I'm jealous of people who get to be 50 when their child is 20. You know, go to their child's graduation at 50 and, you know, the child is working, getting their life together, and then you still have years to enjoy life because you're not like old, but you're still, you know, you're still in it. I'm jealous of that. Yeah, that's a big one, if I'm honest. That's a big one. What else am I jealous of? I'm jealous of humans who know how to manage their dopamine. Like, I constantly feel like I'm trying to press a dopamine button to make myself feel better about the fact that I'm not walking in the steps or on the path that I thought I would be at this point. And, like, yeah, I'm just using dopamine to cope. And there are people who can just, like, manage it. How do you do that, bro? Tell us so that we can be better. I'm jealous of that. What else am I jealous of? Oh, I'm jealous of people who can create. Oh, people who can just make things. Like, people who are, like, unwaveringly, I think that's a word, I don't know, unwaveringly committed to making beautiful things, whether it be music, art, whatever, because I always overthink everything I try and create. I'm clearly not overthinking this, but like, in general, you know, I overthink everything I try to create and try and curate it before it even becomes an artwork. So I'm jealous of people who create and let just the creation be what it would be. Which is kind of what I'm trying to replicate right now. So I guess growth, if you want to call it that. There's other stuff I'm jealous of, but let's keep going with the episode before we make this thing long. So let's jump into what is envy, which is the sin that started all of this. So as we know, envy is the feeling of discontent or resentful longing that arises when you desire something someone else has, whether it's their success, possessions, appearance, or relationships. We spoke about this. We've covered this. How envy differs from jealousy, we already spoke about, because envy and jealousy are often used interchangeably, but they are different. Jealousy is the fear of losing something you already have, while envy is wanting something someone else possesses. From a biblical perspective, in Christian tradition, envy is one of the seven deadly sins, because it's not only harming others through resentment and ill will, but it also poisons a person feeling envy because they're fostering dissatisfaction and bitterness, which, yeah, I want to sit here and be like, yeah, sure, it's not, but it's true. A biblical example being the story of Cain and Abel in, like, the early portions of the Bible, where Cain envied the favor that Abel was getting, and that led him to murdering his brother. The verse being obviously, a key verse being Proverbs 14:30, which is, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Yeah. Come on. This is the growth portion of the podcast, so hey. But in a real way, like, envy is not good for you. It eats away at you, and I guess it ate enough away that I ended up recording this episode, so we're here. Also, the problem of comparison, which is something I did want to address. Why comparison fuels envy. So at the core of envy is the problem of comparison. We constantly measure ourselves against others to assess where we stand. Unfortunately, this comparison often leads to dissatisfactions and feelings of inadequacy. Comparisons of ourselves to others. We often compare our weaknesses to others' strengths and our behind the scenes to someone else's highlights reel. We already know this. I'm sure you've heard it before, where like you're constantly comparing yourself to other people's social media, and that is literally their highlights reel. That is the trailer of their movie, as opposed to the actual movie. The one downside is, have you ever actually spent time with human beings where you're like, oh, nam, no, this is actually their reality? This happened to me a couple times where I'm like, oh no, this is actually as nice as you guys say it is. Granted, obviously, it'll always come from a perspective from an outsider, so they might just be performing for much longer, but that's me. As the saying goes, comparison is the thief of joy. It drains us of contentment and peace. And that is true, because you have to stop comparing yourself to others. Now, in my case, and my jealousy and my feelings, as I said in the beginning when I was waffling on about my own personal experiences, I don't necessarily, like, yes, I compare myself to factors. I don't compare myself to a whole life, because I don't see the world that way. Simply because I see people as a full being, and I will never be the full being that it can exist in your version of the relationship and whatever it is. So I guess, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it helps me anyway. And yeah, so another thing I also wanted to cover was the impact of envy on your mental health. Envy can significantly impact your mental health. It leads to frustration, bitterness, and resentment towards others and yourself. It also affects your self-worth. When you constantly envy others, you diminish your self-worth, making it hard to celebrate your own achievements. And that does actually happen, where you don't see yourself in the correct perspective. Like, you don't see yourself the way you're supposed to. Obviously, not trying to plump you up and make you sound cool or whatever it is, but you always play down your own achievements, your own amazingness, simply because of the fact that you're comparing it to other people. Obviously, this leads to things like anxiety and depression. Envy fosters negative thought patterns, leading to anxiety and depression, as you believe that you will never measure up. Duh. Like, there's nothing else to say there. Envy can damage relationships, leading to feelings of loneliness and isolation, and it's hard to genuinely connect with others. And that is true, because I have met people who just, like, they isolate themselves, take themselves out of situations simply because they're like, it's not healthy for me to be around things that make me feel this way. And you ask yourself, is that the solve? I don't know. Like, this is not me saying it is or it isn't, but something about that as a solve is also a bit shaky. And then the fact that there's social media. Oh, social media. Social media has amplified the problem of envy by creating a culture of constant comparison. Going back to that whole highlights reel versus reality, people post their best moments, making it easy to feel envious of their seemingly perfect lives. FOMO, the fear of missing out, was birthed as a result of social media, where you have constant exposure to other people's achievements, vacations, things that they're doing, making you feel left out. My mouth is not wanting to mouth during this episode. Wow. I'm so sorry. I apologize. But anyway, the comparison trap is the fact that studies show that frequent social media use increases envy and diminishes well-being. And that is so true, because Like, if you're constantly spending time watching other people live their best lives, guess what? You're always going to think your life is not the best. You know, like, for instance, there's a 2018 study that published and said that human behavior, when it comes to frequent social media use, leads to increased envy and diminished well-being. Like, there are studies that are saying that, guys, socials are great, but is it helping you? Is it helping or hurting you? You have to make that decision. Now, let's get to some good stuff. Stuff that actually makes this feel like less crazy and weird. But yeah, so obviously as part of this, I was like, the script also needs to be written to help, not just talk about my nonsense and feel like I'm not adding to anything. So how to combat envy? There's a couple points that ChatGPT gave me. Come on, ChatGPT. Shout out to ChatGPT. But yeah, the first one is practice gratitude. Gratitude is the most powerful antidote to envy. Focusing on your own blessings shifts your mindset away from the lack. So yeah, look around, see what you've got, and take a moment and take it in. Like, and appreciate it for what it is, because it is a blessing. The second is limited social media use. Take breaks from social media because it will reduce your ability to compare your life to others. The next one is celebrate others' success. Instead of feeling envious, practice celebrating others' success. This shifts your energy from resentment to positivity. This one's a little bit harder because I do feel like people say it like it's, yeah, definitely, let's go do it. But I feel I personally struggle with this. So let me not just put you guys in the same bubble as me. But I personally struggle with celebrating others' success. Not because I don't want them to be successful, just because of the fact that it just reminds me of how unsuccessful I am. So that one is a little bit of a growth point. Focus on your own journey. Everyone's path is different. Focus on your progress, not someone else's timeline. So this one is obvious. Work on your own timeline. I am very much trying to work on this for myself and growing in this space. And then the last one was seek fulfillment in meaningful areas. So find fulfillment in deeper sources like relationships, personal growth, and spiritual well-being. And this one, I think, is probably the one that resonates with me the most, is find fulfillment in things that affect you, make you a better person. And this is why I think having faith is such a great thing, is because, like, my relationship with God does not depend on anyone else or anything else. It's my relationship with Him. And that is what I need to work on, develop, and grow from. And that has saved me many a time from feeling like, what is the point? You know? But yeah, like, just to go back to the points, obviously, and the various things we spoke about. Envy is a destructive emotion. It is made worse by constant comparison. But with gratitude and self-awareness, you can overcome it. Like, being aware that you are jealous, you are envious, or whatever it is, honestly, is probably the beginnings of, you know, getting to a good place, I would hope. And as I've said, this is not me speaking from a healthy, healed place. This is me speaking from a trying to be healthy and healed place. Yeah, just remember that your worth is not defined by comparison to others, but by your own unique gifts. Yeah, dude, no, nothing else can be said there. It's been said. And yeah, challenge yourself to limit comparison, practice gratitude, and focus on your own growth. This week, next week, and every week to follow. So yeah, guys, this is, I guess, the first of the seven deadlies, one of seven, that I wanted to address in myself out loud through a mic. And for your benefit, friends. But yeah, legit, being jealous is great, but until it's not, you know, being I don't even want to say I'm a hater, because I don't think I'm a hater, but, you know, sipping on that hateration
is not cool in this dancery, you know. But yeah, I recorded this episode simply just because I was triggered by another K-drama that I was watching for whatever purposes, and I realized that there are people who are straight up living their lives out there, and I'm actually just trying to find a little bit of joy and a little bit of dopamine from a K-drama. What am I doing? But yeah, here I am recording an episode, so that's something. Growth, as they say. Anyway, friends, this has been a Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Thank you for listening. Love y'all.